started, so very ready. I would like to call the June 1st, 2020 meeting of the Energy and Environment Committee of the Ulster County Legislature. And the first thing we'll do is take the roll, and we can see that, Juan, do you want to just call?
Sure, I can call the roll. Manna Jo.
Here.
Mary Worrow.
Here.
Al Bruno. I saw Al. Oh, I can see his lips moving.
Everybody was frozen there for a second.
Oh. And Laura will be joining us shortly, I think. But she's not here right now. So you do have a quorum.
And Peter.
Oh, I'm sorry, Peter. I thought I called your name. Peter.
Hi, Fawn.
So with
I am that, here.
Excuse me. Let's start with the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. I guess, in a sense, we could dispense with that, but I think at this point in our history, it's probably more important than ever to remember the pledge and to hope that our nation gets back in alignment. It's been a hard few days, hard few months. With that, if everyone's had a chance to look at the minutes of the May 4th meeting, I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the May 4th meeting.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
Bruno, seconded by Legislator Criswell. All in favor? Anyone oppose? The motion carries. The minutes of May 4th are approved. And I do not see Tim Rose, who often will give an update, who just joined, or is joining. Let's just wait and see.
Well, that's David Gordon.
That's Dave Gordon. Okay. So if Tim does join us, we can put him later in the agenda. The one thing I, Tracy, please.
Thank you. I was just going to ask, if Tim doesn't join, can you ask that he attend next month? Because I've been hearing lots of anecdotal information about volumes at the transfer station. And I know locally at my transfer station, multiple times the bins were over full and blocked off, and people were loading things onto the side because the pickups weren't happening as frequently. And I think it might be a combination of increased full-time residents and also increased clean out. You know, a lot of people are doing home projects and cleaning out, but I'd like to get the facts from him in terms of the numbers, and just to also to talk to him about what he's doing to address that. And then also talk to him about the household hazardous waste event, because I'm concerned about what not hosting that this year would mean in a year where there's such massive clean out.
Yeah, and I'm not sure it makes sense not to host it at all. It certainly makes sense not to host it now, but we don't know how things will play out over the fall. I will say in that regard that there is a completed solid waste management plan. I've looked through it. And later on the agenda, we'll talk about reestablishing or continuing the Solid Waste Planning Commission so that the legislature can review that with the agency in preparation for voting on it sometime in the hopefully not too distant future. So let's get to the resolutions.
Nana, can we just check to see who the caller is at 7787?
Yes, please.
Caller, there's a caller at 518-396-7787. Can I get your name?
They disappeared.
Okay.
Thank you for monitoring that. You know, I think it makes sense to go on to take these resolutions out of order because I think that the resolution opposing a new power plant facility at Janskammer is one that Legislator Petit would want to weigh in on. So if nobody minds, I think the other two are probably easier and it would give her a few more minutes. So the second resolution for our consideration this evening is resolution number 224, adopting proposed local law number 6 of 2020, a local law amending various provisions of local law number 1 of 2020, a local law amending the Code of Ulster County of the County of Ulster to include mandatory food scraps composting by large generators. And basically what we agreed to do was move the enforcement, the implementation date and the enforcement date to January 2021 to give the staff of Ulster County, including the Department of Environment, the Health Department, and others who have been essentially redeployed to promote resilience during the COVID-19 pandemic, a chance to recover and meet with the initial 26 businesses and be sure they're ready by January of 2021. And I don't know, I know Evelyn, do you want to speak to this at all before the committee decides if they want to move it forward?
Sure. So I gave Mena a call this morning to let her know that in discussions, both Amanda Lavelle and Mark Ryder expressed some concerns about this. You know, what I told Mena was when we talked about this, I think it was probably at the April committee meeting, it seemed like such wise forethought to push all the dates out 6 months. And both of them have asked me last week if we really think that 6 months are going to be enough. So as you probably know, the Environment Department has been full out working on Project Resilience. We're just starting to get them back to some of their environmental work. But of some more pressing concern for this is that the person that we hired to be the compliance officer for the composting program has been home on leave for a few weeks because she doesn't have childcare and she was finding it too difficult to try to work on things that were not, A, not her specialty, and B, remotely with her children at home. So, you know, I'm optimistic that she'll be back to work and we can get going on it, but I'm not sure how quickly the businesses are going to be ready to comply. I'm a little concerned about the hospital's readiness to comply for a January timeframe. And Mark especially expressed concerns to me. He thinks that the health department are probably going to be the ones to do actual site visits and inspections where that's needed, and they're not back to their regular routine of doing restaurant inspections yet. And so, you know, we don't know what's going to happen in the fall and whether we're going to face additional waves of infection or not. And I shared all this with Mena this morning, and she said you know, I think my preference would be to postpone it for 6 months and then reevaluate in September if we feel like we need to. And if that's how we want to do it, knowing that we may have to look at circumstances and postpone again, you know, I think that's fine. But I just want to raise the concerns that both Amanda and Mark have shared in terms of not knowing what our readiness for implementation is going to be and not knowing what the various sites and businesses and organizations implementation readiness is going to be right now. It feels hard to go out to sites and tell anyone there's some additional, you know, non-COVID related things that they have to figure out how to comply with.
So, you know, my sense was that we just don't have a crystal ball and know how this is going to play out. But right now, the enforcement date is July, and I think we should extend it to the end of the year with an absolute willingness to listen if there are really insurmountable obstacles. Tracy, you're on mute.
Also, I mean, I tend to agree with you, Vanna. I hear the concerns that are raised, but we can't change it here. We'd have to hold another public hearing, which would mean we'd start implementation in July. So it would work counter. I think we have to pass this tonight and then reevaluate in 6 months. Or not 6 months, in 4 months or whatever.
Yeah. I think we want to reevaluate in time that if we have to change it, we can do so in October. So that's why I recommended September, because October, November, and December is when they're supposed to be preparing the businesses.
It's a good plan.
And I may have missed it, but did someone move this for discussion?
Oh, I apologize. Do I hear a motion for discussion?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
And seconded by legislator Laura. Okay, any other discussion on resolution number 224? Well, then I think we'll call the question. All in favor of resolution number 224, please signify aye. By raising your hand. Oh, I guess you need to say aye. Yes, thank you.
Aye.
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 Aye. This is Legislator Criswell. I say aye.
Thank you. And is anyone opposed? It appears that this is passing unanimously. Okay. Resolution number 224 with regard to the mandatory food scraps for large generators has passed and will be decided by the legislature in a very timely manner in June. Resolution number 227, again, this is really a resolution, I think, sponsored by Legislator Petit. Is she? Oh, Tim has joined us. Okay, why don't we hold off on resolution 94 and 227? And ask Tim Rose if he would be so kind as to give a report. And we had some questions, an update from the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency.
Hello, Manna. It's Tim. We have our board meeting tomorrow. We're going to conduct it at the office to the best of our abilities. The board wanted to do that rather than doing a WebEx this time. If anybody shows up, we will require masks and social distancing. We'll probably have people sitting in the conference room and in the hallway, depending how many people come. On the agenda for tomorrow is we're going to formally approve the local solid waste management plan, and then that will be sent to the legislature. I think what else? So what the staff in the office, I mean, the operations staff are working diligently, but the office staff we have reduced that to 50%. We've been alternating staff members with that, but we'll probably get back to 100% staff in the next week or so. Right now we're not taking electronics, but hopefully soon. I'm hoping in the next week or two to start accepting electronics again. And I think that's it.
We had a couple questions. Let's see, I would start with Legislator Bartels.
Thank you. So Tim, I've been hearing both at my local transfer station and then anecdotally from other people in Ulster County that the volumes at the transfer station are really high. I know that I've seen in Gardner a couple times where, and I think it's due to increased volumes, where the pickups weren't happening frequently enough, so they had to close off roll-offs and start loading things onto the ramp leading up to where the roll-offs are because there was just too much. What are the numbers you're seeing? Are you seeing more volume at the transfer stations?
No, actually we have a decrease. But you're getting a lot more residential traffic. So remember, we take in businesses, all the businesses are shut down, right? Mm-hmm. So because of that, we're not getting any waste from any businesses, but we have had an uptick in a lot of small loads.
But wouldn't that mean an uptick at their transfer stations? Because the transfer stations don't take businesses.
I thought you said our transfer station.
No, I mean the town transfer stations.
Yeah. There has been an uptick because, you know, people are home. And then when they're quarantined, what we're finding at our transfer station is we're getting a lot of small loads of people cleaning out their basements and their garages and so forth. So that we have, but overall volume is down.
So
down about 3%.
I'm sorry, but does that mean have you had to increase pulls from the town transfer stations?
Yeah, depending what transfer station it is, but overall the pulls at the town transfer stations have gone up. Yes.
Okay.
Because the residential's gone up.
Okay.
So what you're getting, instead of us getting the large loads coming in from businesses, our volume is overall down by about 3% what we budgeted, but we're getting a lot more small traffic loads. You know what I mean?
I do.
Instead of getting a 10-ton truck, you might get in, you know, 20 cars coming in or 20 vehicles with trailers because people are just cleaning out their basements. They're using their time at home to do that. And I think that's what you're seeing at the town transfer station as well. Plus, you know, you're also seeing too, there's an uptick in the cardboard at the town transfer stations. And that's because people are quarantining at home and they're ordering everything online.
Right.
You know, so.
And they're eating at home. You know, I mean, people, even in residential, people used to go out more maybe. Now everybody mm-hmm. is pretty much at home, whether that's takeout or eating at home. So there's more home consumption.
Right. I know I used the town of Olive transfer station. I was in the other day and one of the guys told me, he said that, you know, because I don't keep track of every single transfer station, but I said, how's your pickups doing? He goes, oh, we're doing well. You know, you guys are servicing us okay. He goes, but he said, you know, out of everything that we take in, all the commingle, all the garbage and everything, he said, the thing that really, really increased was the cardboard. He said, our cardboard is about tripled.
Amazon.
Yeah, and that's what it is. That's what it is. Everybody's ordering online.
And then, if I may, Legislator Green, Chair Green, I had another question, and that was about the household hazardous waste event. Are you planning on continuing with the event? Have you gotten any more details on that?
I don't know yet. We're going to talk about it at the board meeting tomorrow. I do know I have employees that are very concerned about it for their own well-being, just because we get 300 or 400 cars in there at a shot. And so I have some employees that are concerned about it. But the board, we're going to talk about it tomorrow in the meeting and see what the board wants to do.
Okay. I just want to express that I think, especially in this time with so many people doing home clean out, it's even more critical that we find a safe way for them to dispose of all the things they're finding deep in their garage and in their attic and et cetera. Because, you know, if there isn't an easy access for them to dispose of them, it's just going to end up in the trash. So that's my two cents. I know that it would have to be worked out in terms of the safety aspects.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I have people with diabetes that are health or immune compromised now, and I don't want anybody getting killed. I'm gonna be honest with you. I have these people that are concerned. They are diabetics, and you know, if you're a diabetic, you are at risk with this. And these guys have been trying to work, trying to be safe, because they're essential workers. They're not quarantined at home. They're out there, and this adds one more layer of you know, 400 cars coming in into that facility, over and above the several hundred we already get. So I do have employees that are concerned for their own health, their own safety, and their families. So it is a balance, you know.
Legislator Bruno.
Tim, the question I have is, because of that, because of COVID, have you looked into adopting maybe a modified way of doing it, like maybe doing small towns at a time? You know, one town here, so you're not getting overwhelmed with 300 at a shot.
The problem is that we have an environmental company that comes in with chemists and employees that they come in with the tractor trailers full, or not full, but tractor trailers to try to haul this stuff away. I don't know how we could do it town by town. We'd have to work that out with the environmental company. And I could tell you the cost of it probably go through the roof.
Well, what I'm saying is to rather than having the cars all come in at one time in one day, break it up over a period of maybe a week or 2 weeks or whatever it might be. You know,
I think we're looking at new ways to hotels.
And I think this is one of the things that we're going to have to address.
We're
going to have to look at, you know, alternative ways of getting rid of this stuff if we can't do it the way you're saying now. I mean, you can't keep it in people's houses either.
Well, you have to understand that these household hazard events, they're held all over the state. And they're, unless you have a full-time one with a full-time chemist on board, those are different. But these are always held at one-day events. Unless you set it up where you start setting all these employees up in hotels, because they're coming in from all different states, you have to understand. These aren't local people.
Okay.
So this environmental company. So they come in, they sit up early in the morning, they work all day, they pack everything up, and they're gone.
Not something we can schedule in different times.
No.
If I may ask, how many cleanups were budgeted for 2020?
How many? We budget three times a year.
Okay, so I think really a compromise might be, and this is to see how things unfold over the course of the summer, but if there could be three in the fall instead of spacing them out, then I think the scheduling could work better. But I agree with you. We don't want to do anything that's going to put workers in danger. We are starting to see reopening. I have concerns that we may also see a second wave, especially with the demonstrations that we're seeing. And I certainly hope not. I hope everyone is safe and well. You know, that might be a way to address the concerns that Legislator Bruno was just speaking about.
Yeah. And that would all depend on the environment. They're scheduled ready with other facilities all over the state and in other states too. So we have to book these days, you know, a year in advance.
Gotcha.
And who's okay.
I hear
a lot of static from 1136. Who is that, please?
What was that? Sorry, it's Emily. I'm muted.
Please put your phone on mute. Thank you.
So we have to set these events up, you know, a year in advance, and we have to get approvals on that particular day from the health department, you know, for the pharmaceuticals, from DEC. We have to make sure the sheriff's department's available. So there's a lot of planning that goes into these. And then you'd have to find out from the environmental company to make sure that they're not already scheduled on the following weekend in Massachusetts or Vermont or Maine or wherever they're, whatever state they're going to be in. So logistically, it's going to be difficult if you want to do back to back to back.
Well, I wasn't so much thinking of back to back. I just thought that if the public knows that there are three in the fall, that if that's possible, then the scheduling can be such that you're not handling as many people because people don't have to wait that long to go to the second or third as when they were spaced out. But the board will consider that, and I'll make that recommendation. Is there anything else on household hazardous waste? I think the points are all well taken. Okay, the other thing, of course, I want to encourage is that we move forward. You know, it's been very difficult for everybody up till now, but I don't want to let the work that was started on the solid waste, rather the zero waste planning, be forgotten or set aside. I think that that's also going to be really important moving forward as a supplement to the local solid waste management plan. Yes, Legislator Heppner, please.
I just wanted to ask, you know, what you, your thoughts were on the status of that. I know I gave Fawn my appointments for that, for the commission. Were you thinking of holding a meeting soon, or?
Yes. Yeah, okay. As soon as the, you know, if the board acts on it tomorrow, then shortly that, that thereafter. And it, we might, I wanted to speak with Legislator Bartels, I mean, rather Petit, but we might consider holding a joint meeting. I don't think it's necessary because I think the way the Solid Waste Planning Commission was structured, it is a joint meeting of UCRRA and both caucuses. So, but I do think that before this goes to the floor, that those people who have been following the process all along should have an opportunity, or if they need two opportunities, to review and make their own comments, or at least have a chance to express themselves.
Thank you.
Thanks for asking. And I'm afraid we're going to have to move forward. Fawn, is it possible to text Legislator Petit, or even
we've been texting. She's having a problem with her compute, with her whole connection right now. So she was going to try to call in, or but she's not able to. So she said she's going to try to reboot things, and she's having technical difficulties.
All right, let's go to resolution number 227, appointing members to the Recycling Oversight Committee. And I would ask if somebody has that resolution in front of them. I have the agenda and the Zoom screen just to say who these members, either new or reappointing members are.
The members are your own Al Bruno and John Wackman from Kingston. He, I believe, runs the
Repair Cafe.
Repair Cafes, that's it.
And John has also recently written a book on repair cafes and other forms of diversion, and is very interested and has is willing to help with the zero waste initiative. With that, any discussion on resolution number 227? Tracy?
You need to move it and second it.
Oh.
This is Legislator yes. Criswell. I'll move that.
I'll second it.
I just wanted to say, you know, that I'm happy that Al is willing to serve and that that John is perfectly positioned based on his life experience and work to serve in this capacity. So I think they're both great additions.
Am I allowed to even vote on it?
Yes, you are.
It's considered a conflict, isn't it?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you, Tracy. I will do my best. Promise.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion on resolution number 227? I would like to call the question. All in favor, please signify by saying so and raising your hand.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so anyone opposed? The motion carries unanimously. And I'm going to give a few more minutes. We will get back to resolution number 94. But we talked about the Solid Waste Planning Committee. I'll give, first of all, is there any new business? Yes, please. Was that a hand raise, Al?
No, I'm just confused of why we're going all the way to new business. Clearly,
all right.
I've been trying. I thought that legislative.
We have a quorum.
We have a quorum.
Chairwoman Green.
Is Chairwoman it your Green suggestion is, that we act on resolution number 94 and not wait any longer? Is that? Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with that. I was trying to give because I think she may want to weigh in on this.
But I can appreciate that. I understand that. I can appreciate that. I was more curious as to, okay, that's fine.
Okay. I only have a quick thing on Climate Smart, and then we'll go right to resolution number 94.
Chairwoman Green, this is Peter Criswell. I have a bit of new business.
Say again, Peter. I couldn't quite hear you.
I just said I have a bit of new business, if this is the appropriate time.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I just wanted to make everyone aware. I don't know if they saw the news today, but the Ulster County Fair announced that they were postponing the event until next year. So there will be no Ulster County Fair. And I know that was part of our discussions about how we could better interact with the fair. And so that's all going to be put on hold now for some time. So I just wanted to throw that out there and let everybody know.
Okay, thank you. You know, I have an issue of new business that I just want to mention and not sure where to go with this, but I've been going out to the college for, I don't know, 6 years now to discuss and weigh in on the college's budget. And I know they have tried to move forward with a Green Jobs Academy. I may not be saying that exactly right. And I've been asking for several years that they do food waste composting in the cafeteria to the degree that it is feasible. And it just seems to me that there should be essentially a sustainability policy that the college is applying to its future budgets. So I personally am going to write to the president of the college and make that recommendation, but I don't know if it's something we want to consider discussing at a future time. But it kind of feels to me like we tend to rubber stamp the college's budget and in view of the global climate crisis. I think that every business should have a sustainability plan, but the legislature has to vote on the college's budget. So I just put that in the notes and we'll see where it goes. And in terms of the Climate Smart Committee, I want to welcome Maitreya Motel, who I believe is 14, and she's a very articulate spokesperson, knows a lot about climate change, and is our youth representative. Happens to be from the town of Rosendale, but she's quite an amazing young woman. And the other thing is that I was trained by Al Gore and others in Atlanta a couple years ago in the Climate Reality Project training. And that's coming up again in July. And it is open to people who want to take that training, and you don't have to travel because it's going to be a virtual training. And they believe they'll have the best presenters from around the world. So I'll be sending that information to Fawn to share with the legislature, but I wanted to let people know, and I certainly will encourage the members of the Climate Smart Committee. All right, we've done the best we could. I'd like to I'd like to hear a motion for the purpose of discussion for resolution number 94, opposing a new power plant facility at the former Danskammer Energy site in Newburgh, Orange County. Do I hear a motion for purposes of discussion?
I'll make a motion for discussion.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Yes, I'll second that.
Okay. That was Legislator Bruno and Legislator Criswell. Is there any discussion on the motion?
I'd like to make a motion that we postpone this for a number of reasons. One, it was Mary. One, our backs aren't up against the wall with this. It doesn't have to be done right away. As a matter of fact, the plant itself is probably 14, 15, 16 months out of even going to approval process. The other thing is in the last month or so, I received, like everyone else has, probably 150, I didn't count them all, letters supporting this memorializing resolution from different constituents throughout the county. Interestingly enough, with the exception of two from a union leader, I haven't received any opposing this resolution. I found that quite odd, to be honest with you. Especially knowing that there's a lot more people that I haven't heard from that are against the resolution. That being said, I think it behooves us to hear from both sides of this issue before I make a decision on it. I've been back and forth with this. Initially, I was against it the way the wording was, and then Tracy made some great compromise language change, which I thought was pretty cool. But then I've been doing some research, and I hear there's a lot more to this. And I think for that reason, I personally like to have a lot more information, number one. There's also something that was brought to my attention today, and this is probably not going to come out very popular, but there's a possibility of a conflict of interest with somebody on the committee. And I think that needs to be looked at as well before we take this any further personally. So for that reasons, we're not in a rush for this thing. It doesn't have to happen this month. And the county also made a statement that we were trying to do all memorializing resolutions after this COVID-19, when we could do it face-to-face and when we could hear public input face-to-face before we vote. That doesn't seem to be happening here. So I'd like to postpone it one more month and see where we end up from here, if I can. And I make that motion.
Any other comments?
I'll second.
Okay. Any other discussion? I'd like to, if possible, hear from the sponsors, just to have them weigh in on the motion to postpone. Tracy or Jonathan?
Yeah, I mean, I'll, if you don't mind, Chair, I will, you know, just say, obviously, this is something that, you know, is an important issue to myself and Tracy. I believe it's actually an important issue to all the members on the committee from what I've heard them discuss. And, you know, obviously, with the votes right now and the interest of postponing, you know, I can see where the votes are and I understand, you know, the want for more information. You know, I'll leave it at the will of the committee to postpone if they should choose so. And, you know, we can hope to continue to have the conversations, you know, obviously on our side, any questions, comments, information that you would like us to help, you know, put forward, please let us know. You know, I believe, you know, the science and the issues on the environmental side are on our side. And, you know, we hope to, you know, continue to have a dialogue and, you know, work with you guys to, you know, see the importance of this. And, you know, please reach out with any information you feel like you're not getting. And we will try our best to get that information to you.
Yeah, I concur with everything that Jonathan said. I'd say that if it's going to be postponed in the interim, if there's something that we can help clarify or if we can get information that would help anybody in terms of their decision, please let us know and we're happy to do that.
At the same time, I'd like to, Tracy, I'd like to thank you. You know, reach out to me a couple of times to talk to me and give me some information that I need. And I appreciate that. Thanks. And while I haven't personally talked to you, Jonathan, I get it and I appreciate it. But there are some questions that I have in my mind about some of the specifics as well.
So
I do some of my own research, you know, as much as I can with the information I have. And yeah, I'm not sold on it yet on the resolution.
I just want to offer that, you know, everyone is aware that I work for Clearwater. If it would be, you know, and I'll speak with Attorney Gordon after the call, but if it would be more comfortable for members of the committee, Legislator Waro is the deputy, and I can recuse myself completely from discussion moving forward if the committee feels that is wise. But let me have a discussion with the attorneys, and I always check the ahead of time when there's an issue that I'm also working on for Clearwater, and I've been trying to be as objective and really listen to the committee the entire time we've been processing this, but let me check with the attorneys and we can figure out how it would be most wise to proceed moving forward. So let me call the question in terms of the motion to postpone resolution number 94, opposing the new power plant, the Danskammer expansion.
Chairwoman Green, if I could just interject for one quick second. I know that Legislator Criswell is having technical difficulties, but I know this has come up a couple of times about a legislator needing to be seen even via video in order to have their vote counted. I was hoping he might be able to get back on before the end of the meeting just to clarify his vote for the ones that he was just on the phone call. But now that you're speaking about recusal, I just wanted to make sure with him not on video and you're talking about postponement and recusal that if you're going to recuse yourself now, you're working on a less than a quorum. So I don't know.
I can see if I can get back on video. I've just been having trouble with my internet. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. And I probably should have spoken a while ago about being physically present. I think that you were for one resolution.
Yeah.
And we've just missed one, but you always have until the end of the meeting to clarify your vote on the resolution. If you could just do that verbally. So I don't know how you want to proceed. I just wanted to be on the record as saying that.
And I was suggesting that I have a chance to talk with the attorneys and get back to everyone about whether or not it is necessary or advisable for me to recuse. I wasn't suggesting that I would on this vote. Unless Attorney Gordon recommends that I do. This is a vote to hold it in committee, and I just want to be sure that.
Okay.
I don't know how long you have him, but you do have him.
I think we're far enough along to just take this vote, but I will double check and get back to everyone on the committee moving forward. So all in favor, and I will abstain for this vote because we have a quorum without my vote. All in favor of postponing resolution number 94 postponing resolution number 94. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, and I will abstain.
And then before adjournment, Legislator Criswell, if you could just real quick, while we have you visibly, just state for the record that you voted in the affirmative for resolution number 224 and 227.
I did.
Okay. You got it? Is there any other?
Thank you.
Before we adjourn. Well, thank you all. I think it was a good meeting, and I appreciate everyone's participation. We'll see you all in a month.
Motion to adjourn.
We do.
Okay.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
That was Legislator Bruno, and it looks like Legislator Chris Bell or Legislator Warrow, are you seconding?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Stay safe. Bye.